All right, well, good morning, children. I hope you was all blessed with being here this morning already, and hopefully we can get a little more here and see what the Lord has for us. Today, I want to talk about a little caterpillar that turns into a butterfly. And as I was sitting here and I was listening to the youth share with all that they had gleaned through the week, it struck me with something that we'll read through here after a bit, but they didn't just slither down there to sneak in. They fluttered down there to suck the nectar that the Bible school had for them. So as we are growing children, we can look back through the Bible times where David he became a mighty little warrior for Jesus at a very young age, and you all can follow them footsteps. You don't have to be old. You don't have to be big. You don't have to be mighty. You don't have to be recognized. Just follow Jesus. So let's start in here. It takes roughly 2 to 4 weeks for a caterpillar for the transformation into a butterfly. So there's a little spiritual lesson in the study of the caterpillar. The same God who changes the caterpillar can also change you. The Bible tells us not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. So the little caterpillar, he has this in him that he knows that he wants to become a butterfly, so he does everything just right. So let's go to Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For us to esteem our God and be a light to the dark world around us, like David was, we have to get rid of all our silly notions and renew our mind and feed off of God's word and make it our food, our nectar that's gonna, instead of being the munchy little caterpillar that is destructive and slithers around in the garden and destroys plants, be harmless as a butterfly and beautiful that we can bring cheer and smiles to the gardener. And let Jesus be our gardener. We'll move to 2 Corinthians 5:17. There's another verse there. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So when we give our lives to God and we ask for Jesus to enter our heart, we become new. We become a new creature, and we can be beautiful. So, back to the caterpillar. There's some caterpillars are colored to resemble the plants in which they feed and often mimic plant parts, such as thorns, thereby conforming to their environment. So, butterflies are so much like people. We are what we hang around. The company we keep, if it's evil, we will become evil. And If we become evil, we're going to always remain the caterpillar. We're going to slither around and we're going to avoid righteous company and wholesome company. And it's going to be destructive to our lives, and it's going to be destructive to the lives around us as well. So when it is time for the caterpillar to transform, it attaches itself firmly to a stem or a branch and spins a cocoon to protection. Then it waits usually for months while it appears motionless on the outside. Activity is taking place inside called metamorphosis. Wings form and eventually stretch out to fly. No doubt its view of the world would be quite different in air than from the ground. So as we see here, the caterpillar knew to go up and attach itself to a branch. And I think about, as I was going through this yesterday, I thought about Jesus. He hung to a branch too. It wasn't the nails that held him there. He clung there for you and me. He died there. And it also says that when Joseph came to take him down, he wrapped his body. So Jesus, like the caterpillar, he came to us as earthly, as a human being, and then the Lord transformed him into an unearthly being. And I just marvel at how a lot of the similarities took place there. But he left something here for us that was so beautiful that man can't comprehend it. So the worm, they went from slithering and destructive insect emerges a magnificent creature feeding on the sweet nectar of flowers. The caterpillar is born to crawl, but it is reborn to fly. So if we can surrender our hearts and give our lives to Christ, we'll be reborn to fly and soar. And go through life with God in control, and it'll just be wonderful. What a picture God has given us from nature. It is interesting that the ancient Greek word for butterfly is psych, meaning the very life of the soul. The caterpillar's transformation is a symbolic picture of the miracle work of Christ in transforming a lost soul into a vibrant believer who sees the world from a very different perspective. God's perspectives. What are some of God's perspectives? Let's go to Galatians 5, verses 22 through 25. So Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So if we go back, and let's look at what some of these words mean. Love is pure, selfless, sacrificial love. Pure and selfless. Not about me. It's about those around us. Joy, deep abiding gladness from God. Peace, inner calm and tranquility. Long-suffering, patience. Long-suffering would mean patience and forbearance, especially during trials. Are we patient with dad and mom when they say no, not right now, maybe tomorrow? Them are little things that we can do as children. Gentleness. Are we gentle? Do you know what gentle means? It's kindness and consideration towards other. We can play together nicely, or we can play together and be mean. So, gentleness, goodness, a heart that desires and does what is right. Faith, trust and faithfulness in God. Meekness, humility and submission to God's will. And temperance is self-control. We can show self-control in many areas in our life by just walking in humility and following the vision that our parents have before us, if it's godly and holy. And more of God's perspectives that we could do lost souls feed on the toxins of sin, but when souls find salvation in Jesus Christ, they attach themselves firmly to Him and feed on the nutrients of His Word, and it emerge as new creations. He lifts up out of the darkened path and points us to a better way. So when we come to a place in our lives where we feel there is something missing, we can attach ourselves to God's Word and come forth as a new creature. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 11. I thought, you know, with the way this is worded, it said, to everything there is a season and a time and every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up and that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep. A time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love. A time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in the heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. That verse 11 there. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Don't rush it. Don't fake it. You will know when Jesus is calling, and don't heed to answer that call. Talk to your parents and be open with them, and they will guide you through this. So with some closing thoughts here. We don't want to be like the little bumblebee. We don't want to remain a caterpillar. The little bumblebee, he buzzes around and he is easily offended. Bites people. Usually ends up in a poor way. Instead, let's become a butterfly. Let's flutter around, and if we feel like we have nothing else to do, sing a song. Cheer your mom and dad on. That's a real blessing when I come home and I'm tired and I hear my little daughter sing a song. It just does something to me. And there's the little simple things in life that you can do. And so, for all you children, I have I brought you guys each a little snack if you guys want to come forward here. First, we'll have a little word of prayer. And then as we go to dismiss you to your seats, we've got a little snack, a little treat here for you. So let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. I just want to thank you, Father, for the opportunity to gather here and just be able to worship you freely and unhindered, Lord. I just thank you for the blessing. I just thank you, Father, for your provision, just for providing a place here for us to gather. It's warm and out of the wind, Lord. I thank you for all these blessings. I come to you with a grateful heart. And I just pray for the youth that have shared here this morning, Lord. I just lift them up to you. I just pray, Father, that they could continue to suck on this nectar that they had before them this week, Lord, and that they could just continue to grow and be more vibrant and colorful than ever, Lord. So I just lift them up. And I also, Father, I just pray for these children. I just pray, Lord, give us wisdom, give us grace, give us love, Lord. I pray that you would just help me as a father, myself, to just be a living example to them. And I also lift up Brother Leroy, Father. I just pray that you would give him a calm heart and the boldness to bring forth whatever it is that you have for him to share with us this day, Lord. And I just ask for your peace and your love throughout this day. In Jesus' name, amen.